Charismata. When I told my father about my boyfriend and his boy, he screamed at me in some syrup-soaked tongue, his teeth live coals, his mouth a furnace firing babble bricks, his tongue the fourth man in the furnace, the unbound shadow, like a son of the gods. No flames ever licked my untouched, my unclean, my limp, lukewarm lips. When I was a child, I tried to slip a glimpse of my father's cock, prayed he would cast down that staff into a serpent that would swallow up my own. When I was a child, my father stood behind as a man pressed his sweaty, trembling palm to my clammy forehead, praying that I be baptized in boiling bitumen. Not a syllable of sibylline babble could anoint my cotton-mouthed tongue. I let my legs go limp, tried to drop, tried to play slain. My father held me up. The man pressed harder, pressed deeper, his tongue swollen and spewing the language of God, a dead language, resurrected but come back babbled apart, missing limbs. Imagine Lazarus, 4 days dead, a bloat, blood-foam-leaking language. My tongue wanted so much, but not this. The man sighed, spent, let him down. My father lowered my heavy, unhallowed body to the floor. When I told my father I was in love, his throat throbbed, tongue twitched, rising, baptized, bellows, said nothing. Said, shut up, shut up, shut up. Said, not my son. Said, faggot, cocksucker, little pussy bitch. Said, I love you so goddamn much. When the spirit seeped out, leaving him flaccid, bashful, he whispered, that wasn't me. He said, you have to believe me. When the spirit clamps your tongue between its atoning tongs, you can say anything. You can say nothing. You can say exactly what you mean. When I told my mother I was engaged to the man of the dreams I could not remember when I woke up, her unveiled face was masked with the harsh, unswayable light of someone who had spoken with a god. She reminded me of my father's dream of a lank lion swallowed whole by a hyena, of the time a decade ago that God himself woke her up with his cold, demanding hand, crept into bed behind her, breathed into her ear to tell me, Satan is a conniver. I said, has the Lord not spoken through us also? But sometimes a prophet or prophetess, the pillar of cloud pulled away, is left leprous, half-eaten from the womb, stillborn of spirit. God's word was all glyphs and runes. Her deaf hands became prayers in the spirit thick dark, became uninterpretable signs. At the bookshelf, she found the dictionary beside the medical reference book that had introduced me to penises covered in rashes and scabs, to disease and desire, to my leper colony lust. Imagine the leper skin, starved for touch, grazed by some messianic hand. She found the word somewhere between conceal and consecrate. Verb, number 1, to cooperate secretly. 2, conspire, intrigue. 3, secretly allow to occur. But with whom did Satan connive? Did he reconvene with God in some dim-lit backroom of heaven? Did they contrive another impassable test? Plot a plague of sword, flame, raid, wind, and boils on another family? Did they dangle a fishhook from my leviathan tongue? Skin for skin, Satan says. The stage was set, our movements blocked, a potsherd and some ash the only props in our hands. In the dark, a waltzing masquerade of angels of lightning began to flash in dizzy dance around my mother's troubled body. In the dark, Satan winked.